in the Toronto Blessing, and he was not a follower of the Vineyard Movement or the Toronto Blessing. This is supposed to be a report to come to a conclusion about whether or not this movement is of God. Now, in a passage of the book, and it's from page 68 to 69, is where he describes the phenomenon that takes place during the Holy Laughter Movement. And we want to read this to you so that you'll understand what we're talking about in this charismatic experience. This isn't simply the loud music and the speaking in tongues and the collapsing on the floor. It's more. And we'll just take some snippets from page 68 and 69 of this book as this expert was analyzing this, this manifestation that has been sweeping the world. At a typical evening rally during ministry time, you can expect to see a large number in the crowd slain in the spirit, people simply falling backwards. Some people dance at this point during the worship. Occasionally, one or two people will run during the service. These are sometimes called Jesus laps. Weeping is also common. One of the more controversial signs is holy laughter. People laugh during various parts of the worship, and this powerful experience of laughter can sweep the entire crowd, even during preaching time. Several times the preaching has been stopped or cut short because of the pervasiveness of the laughter. Other manifestations have caused even greater bewilderment. For example, many people in worship engage in high-speed shaking of their hands, arms, or head. Others make various chopping and swinging motions. Still others have roared like lions or barked like dogs. I have personally heard both in various meetings. I also heard one man making noises like a cow. Others have reported people oinking like pigs and crowing like roosters. Frequent examples are also cited of people being drunk in the spirit. At several airport meetings in January 1995, people gathered to watch a man from Liverpool who was said to be drunk as a skunk. Now, brothers and sisters, the deacons in the Toronto Blessing Church, part of their responsibilities is to give people that become drunk in the Lord rides home because they're really drunk. And there's one passage in here where a lady left there and she was drunk for a couple days, so drunk that when she was supposed to be preparing and serving a meal for people that were coming over, she could not walk, she just couldn't do it.